Hello. 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 Hello.
Customer there.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm here. You there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. How can I help you?
Okay, you guys are trying to charge my card, and we got a problem. Sir?
With your zip code?
My zip code is 83705.
Eight three seven oh five. And your name, please.
Adam Castellanos.
Thank you. And verify your shipping address for me.
Well, I'm not going to do all that now. Hold on. Who are you guys? First of all,
Yes, sir. We're a
who are
third-party
you?
call
Where are
center. We
you?
handle
What are you?
customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Okay, so this was a you want the approval code or the
No,
industry
sir.
ID?
No, sir. I want
I
these
got
shipping
approval.
addresses on the account.
You want my shipping address?
I just need you to verify the addresses on the account.
Okay, 1403 West Glencoe Place, Boise.
Thank you. All right, I
Is that
do see
correct?
here this is for our, yes, sir. I do see here where you had our contest entry for our meal planner.
Well, yeah, but it, yeah, but that said, no, well, I mean, it was said Home Depot.
Right.
Home Depot, and then said, get your free, my, I won the, I won the Dyson V11. All I gotta do is pay for shipping, $4 or $5. And then the next thing I know, you guys were trying to charge my car for $59 for something else.
Right, as we put on the site, when you're signing up for that internet contest, sir, you are signing up for the meal planner also with it. And that's what the charge
Oh,
is from.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that, sir. I didn't see that because that obviously is not wasn't on the page I was looking at, or was. If it was, it was for somebody with the X-ray vision because I didn't see that. But anyway, I disputed the charge, so I just want to cut it off now and say I don't want it. I don't need it. Keep the vacuum. Keep the wellness. I got enough CBD to last me a lifetime. Don't need yours. Yeah, I mean, I can give you the industrial code, the approval codes, but credit card's been notified, and I wanted to just reverse that or cancel it, and because I feel like it
What we
was
can.
feel it was
Go ahead,
trick
I'm sorry.
advertising. I feel it was pretty much trick advertising, but I didn't want to have to report my card lost or stolen. I figured you guys were somewhat legit. It was just, buyer beware, read closely, and I probably didn't do that, but anyway.
Okay, well, if you dispute it.
I'm hoping we can part ways peacefully.
Okay, if you disputed the charge, one thing I can do for you, I can cancel the account so you
Yeah.
don't get any further charges. But if your car company wanted a refund from us, they would have to call us to verify there's no dispute in process, or they'll drop the dispute and then we'll issue the refund.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because we can't issue a
Do
refund while a dispute is in process.
Well, you do you see the dispute this process? I mean, I don't know how you do it, but if you enter the refund now.
Yeah, we wouldn't like once you said you disputed, contact your car company because they sometimes do dispute charges. We just need them to verify that they won't dispute it or they'll drop the dispute so we can issue the refund.
Okay, so what you're saying is I'm signed up now for a repetitive monthly charge.
Well, no, sir, you're not because I canceled the account, so that stops you from getting any further charges.
Huh.
It's just
So,
about the refund. We just need to hear from your car company for them to drop, or there's no dispute in process.
Well, yeah, but they're gonna. Well, they'll handle it. I mean, whatever. They're gonna. I'm sure they will. If you don't respond to their dispute, I mean, if they dispute it and they contact you, well, you're gonna have to respond, or they're gonna consider it fraud, I guess, or something, right?
I mean, no. Sometimes.
I mean, well, obviously, they just don't drop it. If I open a dispute, they're gonna look into it and.
Right.
I mean, I could call them back, but that seems like a waste of time for me to call them back, tell them, oh, now don't dispute it so you can give me my money back, or you can go in and charge it again. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I'm putting them on notice that, you know, I don't want you charging any more to this thing. So, I don't know. I mean, it sounds sort of crazy.
No, sir.
It sounds like you're wanting me to trust you again, and I already trusted you once, and I feel like I was misled. From $5 to $57 is a big.
I mean, if your car company's on the line with you, sir.
No, they're not on the. They're not on the phone now.
No, I'm talking about whenever they do call in. If you do plan, if you don't plan on going to dispute with them.
I already did. I called. I called them right away because they sent me a notification that that you were trying to charge my car. So I said, oh, boy, that's not what I agreed to. I don't remember 59. That was no. So I figured, okay, forget the vacuum, forget it all. I better call them right now, tell them absolutely not, because it said pending. So I said, look, it just got one due. They said, well, we can report the car to fraud. I go, well, let's not do that. I mean, these guys, I don't know, they might be legal, but just sneaky. So, I mean, you know, I don't think they'll try and do it again, so I don't want to report, ruin my credit. So anyway, I told them, just go ahead and dispute the charge. And then I'll cut. She gave me the number to you, and that's what I'm calling you. So to let you know what's coming down the pipe.
Gotcha. Well,
What, you're telling me you want me to call them back?
Yes, just call them. Tell them, hey, the company that charged me, I told them that we were disputing it, but they'll issue the refund if you guys call in and drop the dispute. And let them know they dropped a dispute or there's no dispute.
What happens if they don't?
If they don't call in to verify the information, we won't issue the refund.
But what happens in their dispute of it? What happens with the dispute? They just go in and take it.
Yeah, they'll just, your bank car company just go in with the dispute then.
And then they'll just take the money back, you know, whatever. They'll take it, they'll give it, I mean, whatever. I mean,
if it is disputed, we do win 99% of our disputes because that information is there. So more than likely, it might have gone to charge back, so you lose more money that you're trying to get back. So they'll charge it back to you because it seems like it would be a valid charge.
Oh, man. So now, if I called them back, does that mean I got to call you back?
No, sir. Just call them back. You just call them back saying, they need to hear from you, a card representative, a bank, somebody in that bank, saying they'll drop the dispute.
Oh my God!
So they'll have to contact us, whether it's on a three-way, with you, your card company, and another agent. But until we get we hear from your card company, the account is canceled so you don't get any further charges.
I hope so. Thank you.